Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood with Coach Sharon Shrieky. We're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we expound and have conversations about body confidence at the radio, at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. You can find us at Body Confidence, LOA Style. And we usually have people write in to us challenges and successes that they've had during the past couple days, and we review them and have a conversation with our expertise around what that challenge is. And as you listen, you probably will identify with the same challenges that we expound upon. So Sharon, I know you're here. What's going on?
Yes, I am. Everything is great. I'm excited for the topic today. It is a really fun, juicy topic.
So where can people contact you?
Okay, well, I could be contacted on my email. I'd love for everybody to contact me. I'm actually offering a special offer. I have a special offer for everybody. I decided to do a twice a week to leave open 15-minute sessions that I can give for free to anybody. I guess I'm scheduling them now, and so two a week. If you don't get this week, you get the next week. And this way, I can, if anyone wants to discuss any relationship thing or any kind of quick question or just a little support, I'm just offering that because I just, in times, there are times where we're challenged. And I think that I just want to put myself out to you guys and make myself available. Anyway, and if you're interested in that, or just to ask a question, we can be reached. I could be reached at Sharon Shrieky at Sharon Shrieky, SharonShrieky at gmail.com. And again, we welcome all those questions because we love to bring up the things that are interest to you all. And my address, my email address again is Sharon Shrieky, SharonShrieky. And Stephanie, tell us.
And that's at Gmail? Where's that at?
Gmail, gmail.com. Yes, Sharon Shrieky at gmail.com. And love to hear from you guys. Love it. And I always love to hear what you're up to, Steph, in your information. Tell us.
Yes, I really want people to navigate towards two places. My website, bodyawe, bodyawe.com. And there's goodies on the site for you to get free of charge. Or you can call me at my toll-free number, 866-76-COACH, COACH, 1-866-76-COACH, and leave a date and a good time and your phone number that I can get back to you. I'm in Eastern Standard Time, and we'll get out our day timers or text and make a date for an uplifting body confidence coaching experience, which will be about a half hour. And with that said, Sharon and I got a request. This nice woman said that she's concerned about her daughter. Her daughter is not into sports, but she would like her daughter to create some movement in some way in her daily activities because she knows that the movement will elevate her body confidence. So Sharon, my question to you is, have you had any experience with a client or a friend around this subject?
Absolutely, 100%. You know what? This is the relationship between us and ourselves, and so this is a very important relationship. How we treat our body, how we honor it, how we move it. It's all, body confidence is a self issue. It's a self relationship issue, and so I definitely have dealt with it and are dealing with it. But I know that you love those stories, those real stories. And so I'm going to tell you one. I'm going to tell you, you know, when we got this letter, when you sent me this letter, I asked my daughter, as I said, you know, she's 18 years old, and I said, this is going to be some doozy of a question. Let me ask her, you know, I give her the situation about a teenager whose mother feels she needs to move more. And, you know, what would be her advice? What would be the 18-year-old, my 18-year-old daughter's advice to the mother that feels like their child needs more movement in their life and better body confidence? And so her answer was, that mother should suggest doing something with her daughter, doing some kind of exercise or some kind of activity that requires movement with her daughter. And I was shocked. What do you think of that?
That's pretty. You're bowling me over here. That's brilliant. I never even thought of that. Do something together. But who chooses what you do together?
So the child chooses. And I was surprised because teenagers, you know, at that age, the last thing they want to do is hang out with their moms. They want to be with their friends. They want to, you know, they don't want to.
Well, you know what you do? You bribe them. You know, that's the way you go.
Right. We'll take you to, you know, we'll take you
somewhere. Whatever.
We'll go to Sephora after.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something that I think that she's calling out that sometimes it may be a need for connection, you know, like a good opportunity to connect, you know, with your child or your friend or anybody that you love, you know, suggesting to do an activity that requires movement with that person.
So don't leave me hanging here. What happened?
So I was surprised, and then I asked her how she felt about that, you know, like, now, okay, she's suggesting this, maybe it's like a secret thing that she would like for me to do something with her. So I said, what do you think, like, if it was up to you, what would you do? What do you think that, you know, people can do together? And she said, no, I think that, I don't know, maybe like walking, or if you came with me to the gym, or if you... I was like, so surprised. It was so, for me, it was juicy, because I thought that she would, like, you know, teenager, wouldn't want to hang out with me. And I know. And it was something that, so I think that when you have a partner in exercise and movement, it really makes it more fun. You feel a camaraderie with the other person. You're able to connect. I think talking is like, you know, when you go walking with someone and you're talking at the same time, it's just, it's always a great conversation. You know, it keeps you.
So it's a happy ending here. So when I saw this, Sharon, it brought to mind what I do with my own body. Because you know, as you spoke earlier, self-relationship, it's about what is my body like to do versus the other voice that says, you're supposed to be doing blah, blah, blah. Do you ever have that voice? The other voice?
Yes. The shoulds, you know, the shoulds, the woulds, the coulds, all that. No, sure.
The shoulds. And you really have to be strong with your body. You really do. Because what I've oriented for myself, which could apply to any teenage daughter, is I liked what you said earlier about, you know, the camaraderie. I have a walking partner, but he's very funny kind of guy. He doesn't want to make a specific time to walk.
Wow.
Because he allows his body to wake him up at a certain time, eat at a certain time, stretch, and then go out.
Huh.
Which is a nice kind of thing, because I started to do that with my body, where I allowed her, well, I usually get up at a certain time, but I allowed her to mull around, read the paper, do blah, blah, blah. If I had been pressured to meet him at like 7:15, that would kind of put me and my body off, which I discuss in my body knowledge system. So do you ever feel pressure with meeting a person, another person at a certain time, even though you enjoy their company? But would you rather have a certain time to meet them, or just like kind of keep it up in the air?
I like that last minute thing. I like that last minute. Stuff happens, you know. I that's like my personality would probably enjoy that more, you know, that, you know, we'll just play it by ear and then pick up and go whenever you're ready. I think that I enjoy that. But some people are, you know, they're bound by responsibilities of work or whatever it is, and they need that structure. And some people really need structure. I think it's a very personalized, it's a need.
Well, I think it's spontaneous and organized.
Yes.
As we speak about in my body knowledge system. Yeah, so it's kind of like a little, it's a recipe for movement.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It just reminded me about your body confidence system and how it's you put it as organized. You have like a system about it. It reminds me of how the languages of love. Do you ever hear of that five languages of love? People,
are you gonna sing to me now? What?
No. Yeah, you know I love you, but.
But it's five languages of love. I've never heard of this. Tell me more.
It's this concept that people, everybody has a different language of love. Certain things register for them as love. Like maybe to one person, it's hugs and kisses, and to another person, it's gifts, or a phone call, or, you know, everybody has their own idea, and understanding that person's ideas and how they, you know, communicate love is very important to relationships. And I see that, you know, you have your body knowledge system that also organizes it in, you know, a clear way to understand your style. And I think that when people understand each other's styles, they're able to better communicate, better connect. They respect each other because they know this is my style. This is the way my friend has her thing. She's spontaneous. She's organized. Like it's a clear picture of the person so that you could understand them on a deeper level. You know, I just made that connection this 5 minutes ago.
Well, it was interesting the other morning because, you know, it's the time change has happened, so it gets lighter a little later. And I was walking out, and my friend was coming by, and he like went boo, and I'm like, you know, that spontaneity of not knowing if I would have seen him or not really made it an even better movement time with us, because I
like
wasn't
fun.
So yes, oh, fun.
Fun.
Fun. F-U-N. Does everybody know that? Made it more fun. But I had been very organized during the morning because, you know, everybody has certain things that they do when they get up. And so it was nice to have that little sprinkling of spontaneity. And even though he scared the hell out of me, you know, this person walking in the dark, you know, really. But it's interesting to go back to the teenage daughter. What would be the most important thing that you would want her mom to remember from our conversation?
So, yeah, I'm glad you asked that question because I was, you know, when I read the question, a very important flag came up for me. I think that what needs to be communicated is I'm not the not controlling, not wanting it so bad that she, you know, I want you to exercise or I need you to exercise. It needs to be stressed as in a communication. The communication has to be love. It has to be through love because it could also come across as controlling. If there's a mother that, you know, wants their child to move more,
Well, we know what that happens. If you if you tell me and I don't want to, I'm not going to do it.
Exactly.
Leave me alone.
If it feels like control, that child is going to do anything but move.
And you know they're very good at that.
Yes, it's a very tricky thing. You cannot, you know.
But, you know, not only that, that you also do it with yourself. If you're controlling with your children, you're probably controlling with yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point.
God.
Good point. Yeah. It's probably coming from the shoulds.
And the shoulds. She brings up the shoulds again.
Yeah, I brought up the shoulds again because.
Okay, that's a coaching. The coaching thing. I mean, we learn that in our coaching industry and profession, and our expertise is.
Yeah.
Okay. Give another example of a should.
I should eat salad. I should, I should go to the gym. I should,
Now what happens? Like, what are you hearing in your body and what are you hearing in my body when you're doing the should thing?
Yeah. Well, I could tell you my body is like, my eyes are rolling and it's like, it's a natural, there's a natural rebellion inside.
So what do you think your children do and your spouses? Oh my God, they run from you.
Of course.
They run to Colorado. They're out of here.
So if that mother, who's well-intentioned, of course, comes across with this, you should be moving more often. You should be,
So now you're talking about, I'm getting excited. You're talking about language, and that's very important in law of attraction principles. The language and the tone.
Yes. Yes. And that comes
full
circle with what my daughter told me. My daughter, her saying, well, if you did it with me, then okay. Because then it seems like it's something that we're doing because, through love. That's what she was communicating. If it's done through love and you're going to be with me through this, we're going to walk together, or we're going to be together in an activity, then it feels right. This is how I want to hear it. It's very telling, don't you think?
I think so, because again, what I would like our audience to add on to what you just said, because I know you do a lot of relationship coaching, is to have that dynamic. And please, if there's one thing we want our audience to remember from today, throw out the shoulds.
Right. Big message.
Throw out the shoulds, because we all do that. I mean, I must do that at least a couple times a day, maybe 10 times a day.
Yeah.
But isn't a should different than responsibility?
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Yeah,
between
if my responsibility is to meet you at a certain time, a certain date for our show together.
Yeah.
But if it becomes a should, then we should just kind of stop.
Well, no, I think that
I look forward to it.
Yeah, no, I think that it's fine. I think that it's the should, if it's pertaining to somebody else's body. I think that it's very important to respect everyone and their body. If it's
okay. If I told my walking partner, no, you have to meet me at 7:15 or I'm not walking with you.
Right. Or if you told him, you should wear weights on your arms when you exercise.
He's too old for that. Don't even go there.
But that would be like, you could suggest it. You could say, hey, I'm thinking about getting weights. What do you think of it? Or, but the adding the should to another person is like, it's imposing on them, it could be a suggestion. It could be.
But we also do it to ourselves.
Yeah, sure. Sure. And it's also not fair to do it to ourselves.
And we also do it to our families.
Yeah, especially the people that we love, especially because we have this idea of what is correct and we believe that what we know to be the correct is
I'm not that way, Sharon. I have no idea what you're talking about. No, I'm perfect. No.
Everybody else, not you.
Not me. So again, anybody with any kind of relationship where they want something better for the other person, especially around movement, is to communicate with them, first of all, what their body wants, what they really want.
Yeah.
What they really want to do. And then they'll just
exactly.
do it.
And you know what? Also, a very important piece of it is, and I can't stress enough of empathy. It's really important to know where, you know, who we're dealing with and what they're going through and what's happening and what they like before you, you know, suggest. It's thinking, where is this person coming from? What can they do and what can't they do? How should we present the question to them in a way that makes them feel like we're with them, we're partners in this? You know, not I'm, you know, subjecting you to this, or I'm going to put guilt on you, or it's more like, you know, me and you, let's do this, or, you know, we're partners in this, we're partners because I love you, or, you know, understanding where that person's coming from. It could be, you know, we know that that person might be an introvert. And so if we understand that, we know to suggest things that, you know, would be more to their liking, some movements.
Well, that's why coaching is so beneficial, where we put ourselves in a position that we ask questions of our clients and friends versus throwing a should, which
right.
sometimes could come in the form of advice, but it's how we frame it. That's what we do in Law of Attraction. We
right.
frame our language, you know, oh, I read this article about blah, 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 and this is what this woman said. You might want to consider it versus, oh, you better wake up at this time or else you're not going to feel better.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
very crazy. So before we sign off, Sharon, tell people how to connect with you and me, but you go first.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody, we're accepting all those letters and those questions. We love to bring them up and allow everybody out there to benefit, because your questions, there are, if you have a question, then there are thousands of people out there that have the same question and the same, you know, situation. And so we are definitely accepting it. If you'd like to reach me, you can email me at sharonshriki@gmail.com, sharonshriki@gmail.com. And again, I'm offering 2 15-minute sessions every week for free, just so that I could put it out there and, you know, connect with you and answer any questions or any situations, a short little cute little phone call for support and anything around relationships. I just love to connect with everybody out there. And how about you, Steph? Tell us what's happening.
Well, again, I really encourage you to call me at 1-866. It's a toll-free number, 1-866-76-COACH, COACH. Leave me a sweet little message with a good time and date. I'm in Eastern. Leave your cell phone number and I'll reply, and we'll get out our day timers and make a date for an uplifting body confidence coaching experience. Or you can contact me at bodyawe.com. And just, you know, if you just want to leave a story for myself and Sharon, where we can expose our coaching experience to give you some insight into how to better what's going on with you. So, Sharon, I'll see you next week.
Yes, yes, looking forward to it.
Adios, amiga.
Adios. Bye-bye.